I want to share with you 9 things to show you the how amazingly honorable is Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. But before I mention these 9 things, I want to begin with an ayah to get everyone's undivided attention. One ayah. Allah says in the Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Allah says, the one who shows respect, the one who shows honor, the one who brings value to that which Allah honored, which Allah respects, which Allah values, then that's a sign that you're a muttaqi. Allahu Akbar. It's a sign that you're a righteous man and a righteous woman. It's a sign that you have good iman in your heart. When what? When you show respect and love to the things Allah shows respect and love to. And the focus here of many things to talk about is Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. One of the 9. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, He says, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa alladhi barakna hawlah. Allah says Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and that surrounding area of it is Mubarak. It's blessed. And what's Barakah? What does the Barakah mean? It means excess in goodness and khair. You go pray there. I will share with you. Number 2, your salah in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, you pray dhuhr there, it's like you prayed 250 times dhuhr elsewhere. In outside طبعاً Masjid Al-Haram and in Masjid Al-Nabawi. Look at the honor. Mubarak. Number 2, you pray there's 250 salawat. No, not just that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked, Ya Rasulullah, what was the first masjid ever built? Ever. He said, Al-Masjid Al-Haram, which is the sacred masjid in Mecca. Then the Sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah, thumma ay. Then what's the second masjid ever built? Then the Prophet says, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And how long was between them? 40 sana. 40 years, that's it. Between Masjid Al-Haram and Masjid Al-Aqsa. And you have to see value in being of the first. And may Allah protect us. And sometimes I don't like to, but just to bring the meaning closer. Someone says, I got the second or first iPhone 13 ever. It's a prestige. May Allah protect us. There's prestige in that. I'm the only one that has this kind of t-shirt from that, you know, designer. There's prestige in dunya. But when it comes to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, there's a prestige. But it's nothing equivalent to it. May Allah allow you and I to pray in it. Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Thani Masjid Buni. Let's go, brothers and sisters, to the next one. Musa alayhi salam. I learned this recently. Musa alayhi salam, many of you know perhaps the hadith, authentic narration, and every hadith I'm sharing with you is authentic. When Malak al-Maut came to Musa, Musa alayhi salam smacked him. Right? Eventually he came to know this Malak al-Maut and so on. Then Allah said to do something specific to determine how many more years Musa alayhi salam will live. When Musa alayhi salam time came up, he made dua to Allah and he begged Allah for something. His wish. Allahu Akbar. What's his wish? فَسَأَلَ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُدْنِيَهُ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ الْمُقَدَّسَةِ رَمْيَةً بِحَجَرٍ. يكون رمية حجر من المسجد الأقصى. His dream, Musa alayhi salam, who spoke to Allah, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. His dream to be buried right next to Masjid al-Aqsa. Like how close? رمية حجر. A throw of a stone. That's how close he wants to be from it. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَلَوْ كُنْتُ ثَمَّ. If I was there, لَأَرَيْتُكُمْ قَبْرَهُ إِلَى جَانِبِ الطَّرِيقِ عِنْدَ الْكَثِيبِ الْأَحْمَرِ. If I was Masjid al-Aqsa next to it and you guys were with me, I would have told you exactly where is the grave of Musa alayhi salam next to the red hill alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah allow us to see Musa and Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. Amir Rabbil Alameen. Ya, shuf al-honor, shuf al-respect. So why am I saying these things? Because the more you love al-Masjid al-Aqsa, the more you work towards making sure to honor it in any way, shape or form, the more taqwa you have in your heart. Allahu Akbar. I cannot say that about other masajid to that level. It's not my words. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? La tushaddu al-rihal illa ila thalathati masajid. Out of all the masajid, 100,000, a million, Allah knows best. And the soon to be built, out of all the masajid, only 3, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, are worthy for you to book a ticket to. تشد الرحال, and تزبط الجمل, and you take care of, you know, put your luggage together. You tell your family, I gotta leave you because I want to go to that masjid. Only 3 you can say that about. Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, Masjid al-Nabawi in Medina, المسجد الأقصى in فلسطين. الله أكبر. ثلاث مساجد عليهم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to pray in all three. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Did you know another fadila of the nine to share with you? That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Ummah of Muhammad radiallahu anhum and all of us, ya Rabbil Alameen, we used to pray to the Qibla of Al-Aqsa before Mecca. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded by Allah that when you pray to me, O human beings, make your face, your Qibla, your direction, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. To never ever lose focus into that masjid. To make it a concern to you. That when this masjid is in a bad state, you are hurt. When this masjid is in a good state, you are happy. And that's how the emotions of the believer should be towards that masjid. Eventually, Allah changed the Qibla back to Al-Masjid Al-Haram, which is in Mecca. But don't worry. Don't worry. Another fadila about the status of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He decreed a certain time of the Prophet's life to have so much distress, so much pain. And then he was blessed with the greatest journey of all time. To go meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now one would think that Allah will send the Prophet from Mecca straight to As-Sama, Sidratil Muntaha. Non-stop flight. It's easy. Clear. But Allah says, no, there's one stop you have to make before that. Allahu Akbar. What's one stop? Go to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Go to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam goes on Al-Buraq, which is like an animal shape, to go all the way to Masjid Al-Aqsa. And lead all the prophets that ever came in salah. Allahu Akbar. May Allah make us see the prophets in Jannah. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. You see, do you guys feel that honor? You see why some people can be very angry to what's happening religiously. Not necessarily nationally or because of a flag or so. I'm not talking about that. Whether positive, negative, that's not the time for me to reference that. My main focus, religiously. So when someone tells you, oh, believers, why you guys are upset, I want you to make sure that one of the top reasons you mention is because of Allah I'm angry. It's because my faith tells me to be upset about what's happening. This is from the sign of taqwa and iman. It's not some, oh, you're not Palestinian, it doesn't belong to you. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah from such lack of understanding. May Allah grant us beneficial knowledge. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Then you see Rasulullah when he was commanded to go pray Masjid Al-Aqsa, some ulama, they say, him leading the salah, you know who's behind him? His father, Adam alayhi salam. Who's behind him? Yusuf. Who's behind him? Yunus. Who's behind him? Ayyub. Who's behind him? Sulaiman and Dawood. And he leads. That this is the ummah. Now, with say they pass the baton, the keys to Masjid Al-Aqsa, you, ummah Muhammad, are responsible. We did what we did. Now it's your turn to take over in a way that you respect that masjid, and you worship Allah in it in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah make you and I fulfill the amana. Fulfill the trust in any capacity. Me delivering a khutbah, you visiting Masjid Al-Aqsa, we educating other people, we honoring in any way, shape or form. May Allah make us means of honoring Masjid Al-Aqsa, Ameer Rabbil Alameen. And I mentioned who? Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman, the son of Dawood. What about him? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he say? He says, and لما فرغ سليمان بن داود من بناء بيت المقدس, when Sulaiman, the son of Dawood, finished rebuilding, not building from scratch, rebuilding Masjid al-Aqsa, he made dua to Allah for three things. And give me your undivided attention. Number one dua Sulaiman alayhi salam did, أن يكون حكمه يصادف حكم الله. What does it mean? Sulaiman alayhi salam was a judge. So when he gave judgments, he prayed to Allah that every judgment he makes is in accordance to Allah's judgment. What does it mean? If Allah were to judge in this case, how would he judge? Sulaiman wants to have that accuracy of Allah's judgment. And what did the Prophet say? He gave it to him. Sulaiman alayhi salam was such a great judge. What's number two? وَمُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِهِ. The second dua Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam did is for Allah to grant him wealth, dominion, kingdom, power that no human being ever had. And Allah gave it to him. He wants to use that for the sake of Allah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the third part. The third dua, Sulaiman alayhi salam, and last that he said, he says, وَأَلَّا يَأْتِ هَذَا الْمَسْجِدْ أَحَدٍ. O Allah, don't make anyone come to this masjid who his intention is nothing but to pray. Whoever comes with that intention to come to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, to pray, Ya Allah, make him leave that masjid, كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهِ أُمُّ خَالِيًا مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ, to have no sins. The reward of Hajj, give it, Ya Allah, to the one who prays two rak'at Masjid al-Aqsa. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَمَّا اثْنَتَانَ, the first two, Allah gave it to him, وَأَرْجُوا أَنْ يَكُونَ قَدْ أُعْطِيَ الثَّالِثَةَ. So the Prophet says, and I pray, and I wish, and the ulama, they say, when the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I wish and I pray, that means it took place. The third one, may Allah make it happen. Whoever prays in Masjid al-Aqsa, all your sins will be forgiven. And I'll mention here, inshallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, أُعْدُدْ سِتًّا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ السَّاعَةِ. He says there's six main signs about Yawm al-Qiyamah. Number one, Mawti. The one of the first early signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah is the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he says, ثُمَّ فَتْحُ بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ. Then the conquest of Al-Masjid al-Aqsa handled by the Muslims. Oh, it took place. Yeah, it took place. And will take place, inshallah. As we know, as a bonus last tip, Rasulullah ﷺ, he tells us that Masjid al-Aqsa and that blessed land is Ardul Mahshar, is the land of resurrection and the land we go to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.